Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
They say history never truly dies. It just lingers, waiting to be discovered or perhaps to be seen. In the heart of Chicago's Hyde Park lies the Museum of Science and Industry, a breathtaking landmark with a rich history dating back to the 1893 World's Columbian Exposition. But beyond its towering columns and endless exhibits is a story that blends history, mystery, and the paranormal. Some claim the museum is haunted by none other than Clarence Darrow, the brilliant, outspoken defense attorney who captivated the nation in some of the most high-profile cases of the early 20th century. Darrow's ashes were scattered near the museum's East Lagoon. Yet over the years, visitors and staff have reported something or someone lingering near the spot. Could it be the ghost of Darrow himself watching over a city he fiercely defended? Or is this phenomenon simply the result of suggestion, memories, or shadows playing tricks on the mind? I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. The Museum of Science and Industry in Chicago is a marvel of architecture and innovation, but its story begins long before it was a museum. Originally constructed as the Palace of Fine Arts for the 1893 World's Columbian Exposition, the structure stood as a symbol of grandeur and progress during an era when Chicago was rising from the ashes of the Great Fire of 1871. The exposition itself was a cultural phenomenon, attracting millions of visitors and showcasing the technological advancements and artistic achievements of the time. The Palace of Fine Arts was one of the few structures built to last beyond the fair. Designed by renowned architect Charles B. Atwood, it featured a mix of classical Greek and Roman elements, with intricate details and a limestone facade that gave it an aura of permanence amidst the temporary structures of the fair. After the exposition ended, the building was repurposed for various uses, eventually falling into disrepair. It wasn't until the 1920s that it was revitalized and reopened in 1933 as the Museum of Science and Industry, becoming a centerpiece of Chicago's cultural and educational landscape. This historic site, however, is also the setting for one of Chicago's most intriguing ghost stories, the alleged haunting of Clarence Darrow. Darrow was no ordinary figure. He was a titan in the legal world, known for defending the underdog and challenging societal norms. His involvement in cases like the Scopes Monkey Trial and the Leopold and Loeb murder case cemented his reputation as a fearless advocate for justice. Darrow's connection to the museum area began long before his death. As a resident of Hyde Park, he was a familiar figure in the community, often seen walking near Jackson Park just outside the museum. It was in this park that Darrow requested his ashes be scattered after his death in 1938. His connection to the lagoon by the museum is deeply personal, and it's here where the ghost stories begin. The first reports of paranormal activity near the museum's East Lagoon emerged in the mid-20th century. Visitors claimed to see a tall, shadowy figure resembling Darrow standing near the water, his form barely distinguishable from the surrounding trees and brush. Some said they felt an inexplicable chill when passing the area, while others reported hearing faint whispers, as if someone was speaking just out of earshot. These stories, though anecdotal, quickly gained traction and became part of the museum's lore. Skeptics and researchers alike have offered alternative explanations for these sightings. Psychologists suggest that the reports could be the result of suggestion. After all, Darrow's ashes being scattered nearby is a well-known fact in the community. This knowledge, combined with the natural eeriness of the lagoon at night, could create the perfect conditions for the mind to conjure a ghostly presence. Environmental factors also play a role in shaping perceptions. The lagoon, surrounded by trees and often shrouded in fog during the cooler months, has an almost otherworldly atmosphere. Light reflecting off the water shadows cast by swaying branches, and the rustling of leaves in the wind can all contribute to the feeling of being watched or followed. When combined with the human tendency to find patterns and faces in ambiguous stimuli, a psychological phenomenon known as pareidolia, it's easy to see how such sightings could occur. Despite these rational explanations, the stories persist, with new reports emerging every few years. Some visitors claim the figure appears more frequently around March, the month of Darrow's death, leading to speculation about a connection between the timing and the alleged hauntings. Others argue that the sightings are simply a way for the community to keep Darrow's memory alive, blending history with folklore in a uniquely Chicagoan way. The early sightings and the rational explanations they inspired set the stage for what would become one of the city's most enduring ghost stories. But as we'll see, the accounts didn't stop there. In fact, they only grew more compelling over time. As the decades rolled on, the sightings of Clarence Darrow's alleged ghost near the East Lagoon of the Museum of Science and Industry continued to captivate locals and visitors alike. While some dismissed the stories as urban legends, others became convinced that the phenomena were real, offering detailed accounts of their own experiences. What began as isolated reports slowly evolved into a collection of recurring, eerily similar encounters, deepening the mystery and drawing paranormal enthusiasts to the site. One of the most compelling aspects of the Darrow haunting is the consistency of the sightings. Many witnesses describe seeing a tall, stoic figure dressed in early 20th century attire, standing silently near the lagoon, often gazing at the water. The figure is said to appear most frequently in the early evening, just as the light begins to fade, giving the area an ethereal glow. Witnesses often report a sense of being watched or an overwhelming feeling of melancholy in the figure's presence, emotions that many attribute to Darrow's complex and intense personality during his life. These experiences aren't limited to passers-by or casual visitors. Museum staff have also reported unexplained occurrences during late shifts. Some claim to have seen the shadowy figure through the windows overlooking the lagoon, while others have heard faint murmurs or whispers in empty hallways. One longtime employee recounted an experience in which the elevator unexpectedly stopped at a floor facing the lagoon, the doors opening to an empty scene accompanied by a sudden cold draft. Such accounts have only added to the lore, fueling speculation and intrigue. Paranormal investigators have taken a keen interest in these reports, bringing specialized equipment to the site in an attempt to document the phenomena, using tools like electromagnetic field detectors, thermal imaging cameras, and digital recorders. These teams have tried to capture evidence of Darrow's alleged presence. While some investigations have yielded anomalous readings, such as unexplained spikes in EMF levels or faint, disembodied voices captured on audio, others have found nothing out of the ordinary, leaving the mystery open to interpretation. One theory frequently proposed by paranormal researchers is the concept of a residual haunting. Unlike an intelligent haunting, where a spirit is thought to actively interact with the living, a residual haunting is believed to be a kind of recording of past events, replaying in specific locations under certain conditions. In this context, Darrow's daily walks near the lagoon and his deep connection to the area might have left an energetic imprint, creating a loop that some individuals perceive as ghostly activity. Another intriguing explanation involves the idea of liminal spaces, areas that exist on the threshold of change, such as the transition from day to night or the boundary between water and land. Liminal spaces are often associated with heightened emotions and a sense of the uncanny, making them fertile ground for paranormal experiences. The East Lagoon, with its tranquil waters and shifting light, fits this description perfectly, possibly amplifying the feelings and perceptions of those who visit. While many of the stories focus on sightings of Darrow's figure, some accounts delve into more personal and profound experiences. One Hyde Park resident, who frequently walked her dog near the lagoon, claimed to have seen the figure multiple times over the years. During one encounter, she described a moment of intense emotion, as if the figure was radiating sadness or regret. Though she couldn't explain the sensation, she found herself moved to learn more about Darrow's life and legacy. discovering a newfound respect for his contributions to justice and civil rights. The cultural impact of these stories cannot be overstated. Over time, the Darrow haunting has become a part of Chicago's rich tapestry of ghost lore, attracting curiosity seekers and skeptics alike. The museum itself has embraced the intrigue, occasionally referencing the stories in guided tours or special events. Local ghost tours often include the site on their itineraries, weaving the haunting into broader narratives about the city's history and its most famous figures. And yet, despite the growing body of anecdotal evidence and public fascination, the mystery remains unsolved. Is the figure near the lagoon truly Clarence Darrow, lingering near the place where his ashes were scattered? Or is it a projection of collective memory shaped by the stories we tell and the history we preserve? As new generations discover the legend, the haunting of Clarence Darrow endures, a reminder that some mysteries refuse to be laid to rest. So, is Clarence Darrow still walking the paths near the Museum of Science and Industry, keeping a spectral eye on the city he once defended with such fervor? Or are these sightings merely the echoes of our own imaginations, shaped by history and a desire to connect with the past? The story of Darrow's alleged haunting offers no easy answers, but it does give us a glimpse into the power of a legacy. Whether through his groundbreaking legal battles or the ghostly tales that keep his memory alive, Darrow continues to be a figure who challenges us to think, question, and explore. But let's not forget the simpler explanations, the sway of the trees, the reflection of the lagoon, and the tricks light can play as evening falls. Perhaps the truth lies somewhere in between, with the natural world and human psychology combining to create something extraordinary out of the ordinary. After all, sometimes a good ghost story is as much about the living as it is about the dead. Whatever you believe, one thing is certain. The Museum of Science and Industry and its surrounding lagoon are steeped in history, mystery, and maybe, just maybe, a touch of the supernatural. Next time you're strolling through Hyde Park, keep an eye out near the water. You might just catch a glimpse of a figure standing there, silent, watching. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes, and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.